So what if they had talked to him 100 times? What if they bought him 8 Lamborghinis and he goes somewhere else? It doesn't matter. It's right up there with preseason scores.
I think that's incorrect. Look,
it's, okay, tell me what it matters if they were after they went after.
Because it shows a little bit of urgency that Goody preached at the end of the season.
Yeah, he believes in the urgency of his current players. They got to get better. They got to realize they got to play well.
But you and I are sitting on our couch watching them last season. We know it's not good enough. They have to get better.
Again?
And not even ringing the phone and saying, hey, old buddy, how you doing?
Why don't ring on the phone?
That's malpractice to me. You got to reach out.
What if you heard they got on the phone and talked to Myles Garrett?
Would have made me feel a little bit better.
You got to talk. You need therapy.
I don't disagree with that.
It doesn't matter.
That part's probably very true.
Matters what you do. Clearly, he doesn't see there. Well, he's always just, you know, other than last year when they found 2 teams they thought were really stupid to make players available. But what does he do? What will they do? They did nothing.
So,
all right?
So doing nothing tells us what?
They were not interested in paying that kind of money for the player at that level.
Are they right or wrong?
We'll see based on what they have when they play, if their young players are good. It is riskier, yes.
Riskier to do nothing, you're saying?
I would say not to get Adams. That's right. The one I thought you had the best shot because you didn't have to give anything up. He never gives anything up, so we'll see, you know.
So, I guess the thing I'm tied up with.
But does it make any difference that he tried?
Well,
hey,
I asked
her out. She said... No.
I think for Devontae, there's context required because had you had an offer on the table and he said, I would prefer to stay out west, I would prefer to play for the Rams over the Green Bay Packers.
Right. So be it.
That would tell us he believes.
Tell us what?
He believes the Rams are a better Super Bowl contender and the Packers aren't that interesting of a destination.
Well, hold on.
But
stop
that
right
would be true whether they talk to him or not. That's the answer, isn't it?
But stop right there. You just said, because they are. The teams that have made moves over the course of last week are leaving the Packers in the dust a little bit. And look, I'm not going to overreact. We need to see football be played. I get that. I still think the Packers are a good team. I still think they're a playoff team. I still think these receivers have an opportunity to be good in the National Football League. But look at Washington. Coming off of an NFC Championship game, they trade for Deebo Samuel. They upgrade. The Rams, a team that was in the playoffs last season,
right,
make the decision to move on from Cooper Kupp. Now they have Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, and they extend Matthew Stafford. They're in a better position today than they were a week ago. The Packers, to a point, are getting left behind when it comes to upgrading your roster.
It's funny, when all those other teams you mentioned, you didn't say, well, they tried to get this player, and they tried. You mentioned players
they were
got.
Successful.
Right, what? They were successful in the
were
attempt
the Packers
to get those
successful?
Players.
And our whole
no,
point here
no.
is the Packers aren't getting better. They
Fine,
aren't making
that's
moves.
The fact that whether or not they called to anybody is irrelevant. Because you just said it. They didn't do anything. These teams
that.
Did something.
I disagree that it's relevant. It's relevant.
No, it isn't.
Show me that you have the urgency you preached.
Again, that they don't have the urgency the way you saw it. But all I'm saying is, if you think it would have made a difference if they talked to them, is insanity.
I don't think it is.
No. Okay.
Because if you...
Just tell me how much better you'd feel... If you heard they tried
so
to
if,
talk
if
to
I'm,
Devontae.
If I'm trying to buy a house and I get outbid, does it not matter at all that I tried to buy
yes,
that house?
Yes, it does not matter at all. Does not
but
matter.
It would show
exactly
I'm trying
example.
To be a home buyer.
All that's going to matter is if you go out and buy another
it,
house.
It would indicate that I am in search of buying a
Fine,
home.
Which means nothing.
Then no, it means that I'm going to try other places.
We don't know that. We don't
do.
Know that. We don't know that at all. We only know one thing. You don't have a house. And until you get a damn house, I don't give a crap how many you talk to. And you know that too. If you look at 20 houses.
Do you think realtors treat it that way? If they see somebody's out there trying to buy houses, well, they go, I'm going to ignore that guy.
No, that's not who I am.
Or I'm buying a car. I'm in the market
the
for a car.
Thing?
Is the
I'm
salesman
not the
never going to call you back?
You're not a realtor. You don't have a job to make
oh,
money
no.
if you sell a house.
But if I go to the car dealership and I don't end up buying a car, is that salesman going to call me back?
Maybe.
100% of the time.
Finally, it doesn't 100%
of the time.
Nothing matters until you buy a damn car.
You can't buy a car without trying to buy a car.
If you try or don't try, it doesn't matter if you don't have a new car.
Yes, it does.
Why?
Because if you don't put the wheels in motion,
you don't want a new
car. To buy
car.
The damn car, you're not going to buy the damn car.
You're making this assumption. So he's talked to the guy for five cars. You don't have a car. How many you talk about doesn't make any difference until you get a car. Then we'll talk about what happened.
Josh,
there.
You know what that means? It means you're homeless.
Ha! No. They aren't. The Packers are, if you want to refer to the Packers aren't homeless. You will be appropriate to ridicule Goody, which you can, but if you think he should have gotten one of these two players.
I think he should have at least looked into it.
Now we're back to square one.
Oh, God. I give up.
Well, the good news is you got an hour and 51
and
minutes left.
All he's got to do is, Goody doesn't even care enough to fake it. If he thought it was important to convince us, I'll make a couple calls. Then he can say, I made a couple calls. No, Goody isn't a...
You're really hung up on the fact of being interested or not when we're hung up on the fact of Brian Gutekunst has shown no interest in improving the 2025 roster to this point.
To this point, yes. Why? Because he didn't get anybody. The fact that he talked to them
he didn't even call them.
Makes absolutely no sense. It's about as important as which sock he put on first. This morning.
I bet
you know what?
Left guy.
You should feel better. He put his left sock on first.
I'm a left sock guy, Joshy.
Switches. Whatever.
I have no idea. Never thought about it in my life.
Okay. Well, tomorrow when you put your socks on, I want you to think
report
about it.
Back.
I will
report
not.
Back.
I refuse to. It'd be make about as much sense as saying, hey, did Goody. I want to talk to Goody. Because Goody doesn't know how easy this is.
Okay. Go on. How
just,
easy
hey,
is
Goody,
it?
Just make two calls. Oh, no, I mean, you don't really have to want anybody. Just make a couple calls. So when they ask, you can say, yeah, I inquired.
Do
which
your
did.
Homework.
He does his homework. He doesn't want them. But, I mean, to please you, clearly what I've learned, if I was a friend of Goody.
Yeah.
Goody, I know you don't believe this, but people think it's important that you tried. So call them up. I know you're not trying. You know you're not trying. But just fake it. And everybody will love it. And you did, of course, call.
I would feel at least a little bit better that he's showing the sense of urgency that
he
preached.
You shouldn't, because your complaint about what he has or hasn't done is all that matters. It's understandable for people to have a major complaint about how he goes about acquiring free agents and whether or not, as we said, we have legitimately experience of where he's done something in the past. Last year, he got two guys. Why? Mm-hmm. It would appear that the teams they were dealing with were idiots. And didn't want a player because it wasn't like he had to go off. You know, he took advantage of his judgment of a player.
Yep,
that didn't fit here because somebody was clearly willing to go big time to get these players. So you have to assume, based on what he's done, there's a possibility that he might do it. Because before that, as far as his inquiry, no one says about last year. Yeah, you know, the key was he inquired. No, they got players. I would assume that that it'll probably be the same. He generally gets players that, other with those exceptions, that don't wow you and thinks you're going to do it. He's going to do it mostly through the draft.
The Cardinals Talk and Text Line open for you, 800-990-3776, 800-990-ESPN.
Can I ask one other question?
Strofe it home with you.
If I had not come in the morning, but I just said I would be interested in coming into the morning, would you guys go... Hey, do you want to just throw a bone in for credit for Homer? He's not actually here, but he inquired about coming into the morning.
I don't know if you realize how much the offer, the empty offer, even then means in the real world.
I've learned.
I think.
The fake empty offer.
It was nice of Homer to offer to be here this morning.
Yeah. I think there's more here than even just that. Like, life is built on empty offers. The, hey, if you need some help moving, let me know. Right. I never plan on helping that person move, ever. I will never help them move, but me saying it buys me brownie points.
I'm moving next month. You want to help?
I'll be there.
I want to let you know, Goody doesn't roll that way.
That's fair. We can discuss that, and that's interesting. But the world of empty, hey, I'd be interested in doing XYZ extra at work, that goes a long way, even if you execute it or not.
The Cardinals talking text line is already on fire. I just want to let everybody know. Let's read some of these, shall we? Let's start with Chef Ed. I know damn well He was going to run it back, he being Goody. BBD is still intact. Bring back Devontae. That was the campaign Joshy and I were peddling with the help of Chef Ed and Mr. Relevant. BBD now stands for Better Beat Detroit, according to Chef Ed.
I was in that campaign, too.
Were you? Were you interested in being in the campaign, or
no,
were you
no,
actually
not
in the campaign?
Well, no, I mean, no. Good point. Go ahead.
See, but I'll take your support, even though I'm not sure if you were.
Well, actually, what did you call this? The makeup stuff? What was the line that you used when you...
Well, be careful over there.
No. Act. What was it like? You say you're going to help your friend.
Yeah, empty offers?
Empty offer. This is the world we live in, and I agree with that. I need to talk to Goody. The greatest empty offer ever. How you doing today?
Yeah, that's
I never want to know how you're actually doing.
Of course. And I apologize for not having understood. That's the world we live in, and Goody's got to be informed what he needs to do.
Brent in the 260 making a good empty offer. Maybe not even an offer, just a point. Good empty point. This is going to be a long 2 hours for Joshy and Strophy.
No, it's not.
I enjoy yelling with Homer.
This is a good way to start the week. I'm amped up. Kyle chimes in. I think Homer just likes to argue. That's probably accurate. You're an arguer.
People think I do it for a reason other than that's what I believe in. And if I yell more, I yell too much, it's because not only do I believe something, I'm incapable of comprehending how people believe something else. Like, it's like I'm arguing 2 and 2 is 4, and they go, no, it's 5.
It's 5.
No, it's not 5! Can't help it. It's just... And so I have to get better at that. No, it's not 5.
We'll get there. Cody on the text line, last one, and we'll get to break. I agree with Homer. At some point, being in on the conversation every year gets old. For once, you have to stop being the bridesmaid and actually get married.
Now, that's just fatigue, right?
Yes, that's just fatigue. I find enjoyment in the Packers were in the conversation tweets, which is maybe why I'm being a little whiny this morning, because I would have liked to see the Packers in on the conversation for a guy like Devontae Adams, and we're seeing reports now that the Packers actually never made an offer for DK, which I'm actually okay with. Given
I think you should like Goody a little bit.
I should like Goody?
Well, because I think...
I do like
other
Goody.
Than when he lies to Jason, which
yeah,
and he will
like
lie, because I would if I was a GM. Too. I've been pro-lying for some time now. It's not all the time, but in this stuff. He's just honest.
Yeah.
I mean, what he needs to be told is empty offers are a big part of this world. So
we makes the world go round.
We can all learn a little something.
Yes, I will tell Jason when he talks to Goody.
That would be
just
appreciated.
Just have an assistant who says, all right, who do we have to make fake phone calls to this time? Okay, they can listen to all the shows. All right, give me the numbers. Let's go.
Well, will the Packers make any fake phone calls? Will they make any real phone calls? We are less than 4 hours away from the opening of the legal negotiation period in NFL free agency. Will the Packers upgrade specifically the wide receiver core? We'll dive into that coming up next. Strophe and Homer with you. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and pixies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy.
Flowy.
The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with you on a Monday morning. Strophe and a Homer in. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy all off. Chewy will return tomorrow. Gabe back Friday. I think Jen's off all week, right, Joshy?
Correct.
Got
she
it.
Is, I was seeing videos of her. She's currently, I believe, in the Alps.
Oh, wow.
For the Special Olympics, which she'll be participating in some of the broadcasting of it. Go to her Instagram. Pretty interesting view she's giving people.
Very nice. Joshy, the one staple of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this week. Good to be with you.
Somebody's got to hold it down.
Just lie to me. I think that's what we've determined over the course of the last 20 minutes.
No, you're overselling it.
Yeah.
There is a need, and this is the fine-tuning of it. It's very important. There is a need for empty offers.
Yes.
Not all the time.
No.
You pick your – the key is the ability, in which some don't have, is to pick your spots wisely.
Sure.
You're not all empty hours because then you just become a fraud. Everybody figures it out. You can't believe anything a person says. They're always making stuff up.
So you have no issue with the fact he didn't look into Devontae or DK?
No, because
he just made the decision, I don't want him.
Right. Yeah, and I like that because that tells us more about him.
That he has gumption and opinions.
Well, and that this is – okay, now we discuss – here's what we can discuss, and that is, why did Goody not express any interest in the players?
Yeah. I think
we've learned that over the years.
Sure.
He doesn't do this kind of stuff.
Right.
Never has.
No.
Other than last year. One, he never gives up draft choices, so you could have pulled Metcalf off immediately.
Yep. Agreed.
But then with Davante Adams, my guess is he's old and he believes, generally with Goody, he believes in his guys that he drafted and brought in way more.
That's why Rogers was returning punts well into his career when everyone knew he shouldn't be on the field.
Right.
Yeah, he was bad.
And the ones he likes, he also might like a little too much. I think we all agree the concern with the injury to Watson. The injury to Dobbs, even if you like that group, you have reason to wonder if they can do well enough next year when it seems they're a good enough team and a good enough team defensively. So what's he going to do?
Yeah. My worry is that this is going to be – the Band-Aid that they're going to use is via the draft. And because there is a need to backfill this position, right? Christian Watson and Romeo Dobbs are in the final year of their contract.
Or front fill, maybe.
Yeah, well, I think that's where you could have done a splash signing, right? That's where you bring in a Devontae on a three-year deal, or you bring in a DK Metcalf, which, after seeing the price for DK Metcalf, I'm fine the Packers didn't pursue that one. It was a second-round pick and a $150 million deal, so $30 million a year. I'm okay with the Packers not going after DK, hearing that price that Pittsburgh paid for it. But my worry is that we're just going to run the same thing over and over again, right? Draft a couple receivers in the middle of the rounds. They're probably not good enough to really have a huge impact on this year's team. Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Dobbs are your main pass catchers, and so be it. And that just doesn't feel championship recipe to me. Despite the fact I do believe in those guys, and I do think they can be good NFL receivers, I just think a big takeaway from watching Green Bay Packers football last season was they need a number one guy. And I think to approach this upcoming season the same way you did last with, well, one of them is going to step up, one of them has to step up, that just feels a little irresponsible to me.
I would anticipate that something will be done that will not impress you.
So the name I've seen floated around, Homer.
Ready for this one, Homer?
You ready?
Jerry Rice. No, I don't know. We're getting to the point where I'll defer to you two because I don't know that I've studied it well enough.
You know this guy
well. You know this fella. How about a name? But three names, actually.
Okay.
A rare three-name fella.
All right.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I just have to laugh.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's probably a fair reaction.
Yeah. But I could see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to cost anything.
Vertical threat.
He can block. Yes.
Right, and he has had his moments.
Yeah, and if you want catching to not be an issue, well, you're going to have to look elsewhere because that issue is going to continue.
Drops are not going to be fixed a whole lot.
I am interested to figure out.
Who else? Was that just one?
That's really the only name I've seen floated around.
Okay.
I would be interested to figure out if the Devontae and DK are two separate things. I have a hard time believing John Snyder and Brian Gutekunst, who have a relationship, didn't talk at all about the prospect of landing DK Metcalf. I would believe that John Schneider told him a price and Goody said, ha, okay, yeah, right.
Take care, bud.
But like to believe that he had zero interest at all and like there was no conversations whatsoever, I find that hard to believe.
I do too, given, we've seen a lot of mixed reporting on this one, as you just pointed out. I would find it hard to believe that he didn't at least, look into it a little bit. But does that make me feel a ton better? Probably not. Homer might have a point there.
No. If there was an offer of third round in Romeo Dobbs and they picked second round, sure. I guess I could understand that.
And the connection between the franchises and things that have occurred in the past gives you some level of, something might happen, even if I don't think so. because they've done stuff before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Schneider, clearly, if you give him what he wants, is willing to gamble a little bit, where people will say, that's idiotic.
Yeah.
He traded his quarterback.
He sure did.
Correct, yes.
Blew
sure
up his
did.
Offense in an offseason.
Yeah, completely.
Right, but everyone believes there's a part two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Here comes Sam Darnold to town.
I would think so.
The savior.
I don't know that it's a savior. You just try to get better.
Yeah.
Is there a future there that's worth risking? Yes.
Or cheaper and the same ability.
Yeah.
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 But I
think that's the point.
Seattle's, you know, as much as people like Schneider, understandably so, I mean, they're kind of like the Packers, you know, like good, but not good enough.
Not good enough.
So what do you do to get good enough?
Well, that's the question we need to answer today, right? With the opening of free agency, and really this we'll give them all week, but I'm afraid of the Packers getting left behind. I'm not saying they are already left behind by teams like the Commanders and the Rams, but seeing them upgrade, and I hate to admit it, I know Josh is going to give me a hard time when I say this, Homer, but seeing the Bears trade for two offensive linemen last week, it shows, hey, we believe we can get significantly better. Just like that. And the Packers still haven't made those moves.
Right.
I'm going to give them time.
The new head coach said, we can't do anything until we resolve this.
Well, right.
To judge the quarterback. But yeah.
That's
a legitimate point there. Before this started, the Packers were a 7 seed. And you know what they are now?
A 7 seed.
A 7 seed. Because the teams they're competing with, and certainly,
but that doesn't really give me the indication you're encouraged about 2025.
No, I'm, but I'm not. I don't think they're horrible.
No, I don't either.
But there's nothing. I don't. The players that they have to get better. No, I'm not. I'm not saying they're now up to 3 or 4.
So
it'll depend to me on Jordan Love more than anything.
So are you content just leaving wide receivers as it is?
No, I'd like to see them. You know. I agree with what you said. But I don't think there's a person out there. And
I don't know if there is either.
They
at this
didn't
point.
Clearly see it the same way.
Let me ask this, Joshy. I want your opinion on this. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's likely. But it is a name out there. Cooper Kupp is still available.
No, I think he's a redundant talent to Jaden Reed and would take snaps from him, and that's not what they want to do.
A redundant talent.
Yeah. They want vertical.
Yes. They want to get bigger, and they want a guy to stretch the field. They want outside help to get downfield.
Because Watson's out for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, we probably won't see him until Thanksgiving.
And there's no replacement for Watson.
No, there's not.
DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
What?
DK Metcalf would have been a choice.
And $150 million.
That's probably an overcorrection, right, if you were to bring in DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all stand in the same place. We're second round draft pick and $150 million for a guy who's never really been a top 10 wide receiver and is getting older. Probably not the best use of assets. You can make it make sense for a team who might have a shorter window, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are now entertaining offers or entertaining the idea of Aaron Rodgers being their quarterback.
Yeah.
But I just don't think they're in the same place.
Yeah. I mean, it ultimately still boils down to the point. I know Homer doesn't give a damn, but I do. The fact that you didn't even inquire, right? Your job is to improve the roster. The fact you didn't even look in to get better, that irritates me on a Monday morning.
No, there might be people, I don't know what the percentage is, like you give a number two pick when you feel, and Goody doesn't seem to feel this, but it's understandable for some to feel like the Packers are desperate. Yeah. In the sense that, well, you got who's the vertical person going to be, and there's a reason to wonder about Watson in the future. So, if you were going to overpay, and the money, we don't know how much, you know, guaranteed. All, it would have been understandable for people to say, "Yeah, you overpaid for Metcalf," and the answer was, times being what they are, or assessing everything else, something Goody sees that we don't to solve this problem, right? I mean, we do agree on this.
Yes.
Goody knows he needs vertical help.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Both him and Matt LaFleur basically at every opportunity talk about how important it is to the offense and how much they are going to miss Christian Watson.
And that would be an answer as to why not Davante Adams. But not until they actually get some vertical help. And I'm going to take the day off if they bring back MVS. I'm just not working that day.
That might be today, Homer.
No, no. I don't think there's any rush to get MVS. I think you can wait a
month. I guess I'm not saying there's a rush because it's not like he's going to have a giant market. But
I would think they'd be more apt to add a defensive person.
I tend to agree, and we'll get into that coming up next. Kind of maybe not even names, but just positional, where they need to upgrade most, and maybe what we could expect to see later today as free agency officially opens 3.5 hours from right now. Homer, how old are you?
70.
You're 70 years old.
Yes.
How do you do in terms of like a day like yesterday where we have an hour straight of just constant news breaking? How do you track that? Are you on Twitter or are you like refreshing Adam Schefter's Twitter feed? How are you consuming the news?
No, I don't refresh anything. You go on the computer, but I don't have any like immediate way to do it.
So when you say you go on the computer.
On the laptop. I'm on a laptop. Desktop.
I had you as an iPad guy.
I also...
No, I'm on the desktop a lot.
So you're on the desktop. Stuff. Where are you going? You going to Twitter?
ESPN.com.
Okay.
And Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You like
other spots?
You like Twitter.
Yeah, it's short. And what's better than that? I can't stand Facebook. I don't need War and Peace. Give me two lines. Let's go. Yes, I think Twitter is fantastic. And I think most people go to Twitter. I'm open to other spots.
No,
other
I'm a
spots.
Twitter guy as well. I'm just curious. I'm just curious what your routine is. If you
and
will,
I probably should have a spot or where you have like 4 or 5 people and you follow them. But there's no shortage. When somebody comes up with something, then somebody else will comment on it. So it shows up.
Are you aware of the sheer amount of people you follow on Twitter?
Yeah, I was told by a mentor that anybody who follows you, you follow them because they'll like it. So that was what I did for a while. I've stopped, and I don't do as much. But I'm like at 2,000 or something like that.
It's a lot more than that, Homer.
The people that I follow?
Yeah.
It's a lot
more than 2,000.
Okay, what is it?
17,000.
Oh, and then how many people follow me?
20,000.
Yeah. I don't know how it got to 17. That's a good question. I don't think I've...
So how much crap do you have to scroll through to get news?
It's not a problem at all.
Okay. Well, now he's also...
Some people now. I never used to do that.
Oh, why'd you block people?
If people think I'm just an epic idiot, what's the point of listening
to it? I think you're an epic idiot, but I respect the hell out of you.
If you put it up there often enough, you know, like they don't ever say...
But can't you
why
find...
you're wrong? I don't have any problem with somebody saying, "Hey, you're wrong, and this is why."
Well, hold on.
But if they just put up like you're the biggest idiot in the history of the world or something like that, I think, well, no, they just want to rip me. That's fine. Well, that doesn't add to my. What helps me is if someone comes up with a reason why I'm wrong, and I have to think, ooh, maybe they got a point.
Joshy, do you think I'm an idiot?
Yes.
No, that's crap. Why do you say that?
Do you respect?
He's not an idiot.
Yes,
he respects me. And
but
thinks
you
I'm
wait
an
a
idiot.
Minute. He's
two
not
things
an
can be
idiot.
True.
What does someone have to do to be an idiot? Because if he's an idiot, I might want to be an idiot.
Homer clearly hasn't spent much time with me.
We have a long history together.
Yes. My prep is for 1 hour show is 24/7. I listen to this show. You're not on as much as Jason Wilde, but you're trying to get there.
Doing my best.
Yeah, but...
I wouldn't call his sports opinions.
I find it
opinions.
Offensive to say you're an idiot. I know it is.
I don't think it's about the sports opinions. I think way too much about sports 24/7.
Well, that doesn't make you an idiot.
But I think just my everyday demeanor might be a little idiotic.
You could be weird. That's not an idiot. Weird is fine.
Are you weird?
The hesitation is crazy. There are parts of me that are weird. I don't think that I am. But if someone said I was weird,
yeah,
I could accept that. Yeah,
I think you're a little weird.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
just said
you're not
going to
block me on Twitter now, are you?
No, but
you tried muting just people so they keep yelling into the abyss?
I did, but that's fake.
I like it. I like it because people get mad at me and they just continue to yell into the abyss with no idea that I'm not even seeing it.
Right. But if I don't see it, what's the point?
Well, because they're just getting mad to no one, to thin air.
I decided that in the cases that I do it, I'm happy with them saying, you never tell me why I'm wrong. So it doesn't serve any purpose to me. You just want to say... You know,
you're an
idiot or whatever. If you don't say why, then it doesn't help me. And that's really all I care about, helping me.
Sure.
I'm not good with empty offers. It's not a straight to mind.
Here's the best thing, Joshy. Homer has a paper calendar out in front of him,
yes,
like a little
they
folder.
Do.
He wrote down the word
empty
offer.
Yeah.
And he, every time he says it, it's not like it's locked in his brain yet.
No,
over the course
isn't.
Of the last 36
correct.
Minutes, he keeps looking at the paper
that's
to
old,
say
that's
empty
70.
Offers.
Yes, it's pathetic. But yes, I have to do that now.
Yeah, he's going to keep that with him. Maybe bring it up to Wilde and Tausch. Bring it up to Jason
no,
when he talks to him.
No, you have to write things down or you forget.
Oh, no, but empty offers will be used on the Homer Hour later today.
Yeah, it'll have a run.
Yeah.
My daughter used to say as a kid when I would say something, that's enough, Dad. You know, like I've heard of it now.
Yeah, it'll have
she was a pretty good judge.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
So, but yes, but everybody empty offer is like old to you, right? Isn't that common?
I don't know the exact term, but yeah, it's a concept that is not foreign to me. Correct.
I mean, but I think it's historically good because of everybody not shaking hands and everybody saying, how you doing?
You and hate that.
I hate it. Yes. I hate it. Totally. Yes.
Are you
hate
doing
is
okay?
The right
though?
Word. What?
Are you doing okay?
Am I doing okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Good. As long as you're having fun. That's all
that
we want.
That was an empty offer that he gave you there.
Yeah, it was.
He didn't
no,
actually care.
No. But if I wasn't okay, I'm not telling you.
Why not?
On this show, it's none of your damn business or these people here. This is for fun, like you said. I got a real problem. You ain't hearing about it on this show. Ever.
That's too bad.
And
we'll
no,
get to
it's
that.
Not
no,
for me.
You and I will get to that level eventually.
If, no, not
yeah,
on the
yeah,
show.
Not on the radio
we might
program.
Privately. Yes.
Oh, okay.
If, yeah, no, I don't get that. Like, I never talked about, like, my kids and they playing a big sporting event or whatever, but that's the nature of how comfortable you are in this business with what you talk about.
Yeah,
that's,
sure.
I don't say everybody should do that, but you have to do what you're comfortable about, and I'm, like, it's none of your damn business. If I talk about my marriage or my wife, it's going to be pretty light stuff. I'm not going to talk about... She drives me crazy. I can't believe it. No, I'm not going there. That doesn't happen.
I was just about to follow up. I think you're the one doing the driving of the crazy in that household. You're driving her nuts.
I got to think about that.
Okay.
Also, the last time people listened to us, you detailed how you lied about where you're
yeah.
going.
Yes. Yes, I did. And I'll never have it on the phone where you can follow each other.
You lie every week?
No. Oh, no, no. Mm-mm. Depends.
Yeah, he softened up real quick.
No, I don't. There's an important thing of here's somebody who says he lies, but hates empty offer. I'll take that person every
at
day.
You looked at the paper again.
I did. That's correct. I will take somebody who lies a little and hates empty offers and doesn't use them a million times over Mr. and Mrs. Empty Offer. You never know what the hell they think.
Well, I hope you're doing well, Homer. We will continue to discuss.
You notice I've never asked you that?
I have, actually. Yeah, it hurts my feelings. We will dive into what the
See,
Packers
Homer,
need
you
to get
do
into.
It a couple times.
Empty
what?
Offers are good for the soul.
You got to just throw it out there. You don't even have to listen. I don't listen. I say it all the time. I have no idea.
No.
Free agency starts in a few hours. What do the Packers need to do? We'll get into it next. Strope and Homer with you. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those
seeds.
Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like...
Scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Monday morning. Strofe and Homer with you. Joshy DiMaggio producing the show as always. The contact the Packers made to Davante Adams' camp. Quote, none. End quote. According to Jason Wilde on channel3000.com. He'll have plenty more of that coming up next with Brian Bulaga on Wilde and Tausch beginning at 9 o'clock. Free agency starts today in the NFL, the legal negotiation period, which is really just, hey, we agreed to terms with this guy, and that'll be announced beginning at 11 o'clock this morning when you will see all the tweets coming out from Adam Schefter of ESPN on the new contracts, the new teams, the new pairings in the National Football League. It's always an exciting day. It was this day last year that we found out the Packers had signed running back Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney. So if the Packers are going to be active and make any quote-unquote big splashes, you can likely expect those sometime today. So the Packers could have the opportunity to improve their roster today, which they did not do over the weekend, missing out on both DK Metcalf and Davante Adams. I guess we can't really call it missing out on because they didn't even reach out. Means nothing to Homer, means something
to
me.
Well, no, if you wanted them to get them, they missed out.
Yeah, but you don't miss out if you don't try.
Okay.
You would agree with that, right?
No, I don't. I don't agree at all. They missed out whether they tried or not if you believe they should have added them. If you think they should have added, then you believe they screwed up and it doesn't. Would you feel better? Well, I have to go here again. Would you feel better if they tried? No, you shouldn't. They screwed up. You wanted them to get them. They didn't get them.
Davante specifically, I'm a little puzzled by the fact he didn't reach out. Right, just to see, okay.
But I think the answer may be right, what we said, verticality.
Yes, sure, but Davante is still an answer no matter what. He's still the best route runner in the NFL. So vertical or not, he improves your offense dramatically. And the price tag was a little high, granted, but it seemed about right for Davante Adams. But he wanted to go to the West Coast, and to the West Coast he goes as he signs with the Los Angeles Rams last night. When it comes to today, Homer, is there a position you look at and go, they better address that sometime today or tomorrow in the early period of free agency?
No. I mean, whether they address it now, they have to address it at some time. You'd feel like a cornerback. But again, everything we assess has to be based on, well, what does Goody think? Does Goody like his players and what he has more than we think?
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thought would probably be cornerback, but pass rush. But does he think... You know, when he says, what's the phrase, we need to have a sense of urgency?
Yeah.
That can be talking to Van Ness.
And I think it was to a point, the quote at the end of the season.
If he believes in Van Ness, which...
He does.
We know he
believes in his guys.
How much? Then he's not going to make the move everybody expects in the defensive line to help the pass rush because he thinks it's there.
You said it earlier, and I think we should say it again because... It's a good way to sum up how I'm feeling this Monday morning. The Packers yesterday were a 7 seed.
Yes.
The Packers today are a 7 seed.
Yep.
Right? It's not like they got worse. It's not like they're a bad team now.
Right.
But they don't feel championship ready. And I don't know that anything they do in free agency will make me go, well, now they are the team to beat in the NFC. But I would like to see them... Just like the Commanders, who were in an NFC Championship game, the Rams, who were in the playoffs.
Commanders are a force that they didn't used to be.
Right.
Yes.
These teams are.
The Rams are a force just as they've been.
As long as they stay healthy, they're going to be a team to beat.
Yes.
And when you look around the league, specifically the NFC, when you look around the NFC and you see these teams making moves,
right,
showing some urgency, getting better, you go, okay, I just don't want the Packers to get left behind. I want them to be in. Not to use this phrase again, but I want them to be in the mix in the NFC rather than, okay, they're a 7 seed. They didn't really get that much better. That's the part I'm worried about here in free agency and then ultimately the draft.
Legitimate, but it's going to come down to as the reason the Packers are better now is it appears that he's drafted much, much, much better the last couple of years.
Not in the first round.
Well, I don't care. You get into the whole draft. Well, fine.
First round matters.
Again, what you acquire matters as a group.
Right? And so like the Edgerrin Cooper example is a good one.
So does it change if he's a first round pick? No.
No.
It changes on how good is now.
He?
You make it more difficult to do when you miss out on first round picks. You make it but the premise is last year he gets an A+ for what they added to.
Yep.
The draft could have been horrible. You added those free agents. It's what you do to improve your team.
And as of now, and again, free agency doesn't open until 11 a.m.
Right.
It's nothing.
As of now, he has an F.
I would agree.
But it could be an F until the draft. I mean, look at Philly, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
What was the most important thing, the players they drafted.
Mm-hmm.
The two cornerbacks.
Yep.
And they picked
defensive
up the guy
line,
from Wisconsin. That,
Zach Bond, yeah.
Yes, was a nobody.
He was, yeah. He was a special teamser in New Orleans previously.
At this point, they were an F, and look what they did.
Yeah. John on YouTube, I'm not upset about DK or Adams. They costed too much. What I don't like is possibly not kicking the tires on Debo Samuel, who will only cost the Commanders a fifth-round pick. You got Jaden.
Kicking those tires, baby.
Debo Samuel. We're kicking tires.
They're in your club. That's an empty. I got to look at it again.
Empty offer.
I'm looking at it. Yes, he brings up the empty offer. I didn't say they needed to get him.
I think kicking tires is lower than empty offers.
I would agree. That's lower. But
kicking the tires, I'm walking around the dealership without talking to a salesman.
There is a name I think the Packers should kick the tires on. We'll get into that coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Strofe, and Homer with you on this Monday morning.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm saying if we collectively, all the people in their cars, all the people listening on the YouTube stream, all the people listening this morning, if we all do it together, there's power in prayer, friends.
Yes, there is. Bless me, Father, for I played man.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Good morning, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here on ESPN Milwaukee. Alex Grove, Steve the Homer True in this morning with Joshy DiMaggio running the show as always. Free agency day in the NFL as the Packers, according to me but not Homer, miss out on Davante Adams and DK Metcalf. Davante Adams headed to Los Angeles. He will join the Rams. DK Metcalf traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not in the Packers' DNA, as Homer pointed out a bit earlier, to make a splash trade. They're not a team that trades often. In fact, I can't even remember the last time they traded to acquire a player.
Yeah, they value the draft choices too much.
They do. If they are to part ways with a draft pick, which I think is incredibly unlikely, I think there is a guy worth doing it for, but I don't know if it makes the most sense in the world for the Green Bay Packers. That, of course, would be Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals, who led the league in sacks last year, had 17.5 sacks 2 years ago, was high on that list as well, has been really efficient for the Cincinnati Bengals. He needs a new contract, and the Bengals simply cannot afford it because they're paying their tight end, they're paying both of their top receivers, and obviously Joe Burrow has one of the biggest contracts in the NFL.
So and the cost for a pass rusher just went up.
It sure did, with Myles Garrett re-signing with the Cleveland Browns. So that contract would be ginormous, and, the Packers kind of already have a lot of money invested in their defensive line between the contracts of Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary. I don't know how much sense it makes for the Packers, but if that was a swing they were willing to take and were to take, I think that solves a lot of problems that they had last year. But
yes,
unlikely.
It would fit in the sense that you just don't think he'd be available unless you feel that he's too old. But then just the fact that he's out there. But, yeah, the cost now would make you the draft choice and just what's happened. But, again, it's to me, it's if he's still out there and there's nobody – then all of a sudden it has a possibility, but it has to take a while. They're not in order for it to be done quickly, that's at a price in every way that's just too high for the Packers.
Yeah,
but in a week, if he's still available,
that price goes down.
Right.
But I think that one's unlikely. What I think he ends up doing, at least at edge, is signs a young guy off his rookie contract we've never heard of. Za'Darius Smith style.
That they believe is better.
He's available now.
I'm sorry?
Za'Darius Smith was released.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he fits that category
I don't
anymore.
Think he does either.
I don't think he fits the locker room.
It'll be someone that doesn't impress you. That's the first thing you need to remember. Whatever happens, I would predict.
Will not impress me?
Will not impress anybody.
Okay.
I think they're...
I want them to sign MVS just so Homer has to work.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I think there is a reason to believe the Packers should be interested in
Trey Hendrickson. I just want to be on record. I would sign him if it's nothing. I mean, it's depending what you can get him for.
I think also the value he provides is close to nothing as well.
Everybody knows the limitations, but there is value.
Yes.
Okay, right now.
He's empty value.
Right now, he's the best. They pick him up today. He's their best vertical threat, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
With Christian Watson on the shelf.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's not a very high bar. I mean, I didn't impress anybody with my 40-yard dash time.
Right.
I
apologize to MVS right now for making any comparison to our discussion with him and you. That's just
Well, I was going to say, I might be their best vertical threat.
No, you would not.
No.
If every wide receiver on the team was dead, they would still have a better vertical.
I think Rasheed Walker the box. Would be Rasheed a better Walker, vertical yeah. threat. Yeah,
the equipment right. manager.
Has a Flea.
Homer. Homer would be a better vertical threat than me.
No, that would be just about as stupid. And there's a greater chance at 70 I could die. So there's nobody worrying about you dying. So, no, I would not be a better choice. But, there are people out there, I'm sure, that he'll get. And everybody will go, same old Goody. But, yeah, we're discussing how to get better, to move up to a 3-seed, 4-seed. Vikings, that's who you're fighting with.
I woke up this morning. I saw an alert on Twitter. I said to myself, I cannot wait to talk to Homer about this. We will have that conversation coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy back with you in 2 minutes.